Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Good morning, everybody. Ooh, I have some feedback. Hopefully that goes away. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another day of our One Heart, One Earth November Awakening Event 2020. And it has definitely been a November. And first things first, it's 11-11. 11-11. It's like a sacred day. Yes, sacred day. Gateway. And we are here at 7 a.m. Mountain Time. Carolina, what time is it there?
It's 4 p.m.
So afternoon there. And yeah. We have with us the lovely and beautiful and incredible Carolina Helene. Welcome.
Thank you, Lisa. And it's such an honor to be here again with you and your community. It's always so heartwarming to be participating, whatever you have in motion. It feels really important and potent things that you put in motion, and it's an honor.
Oh, well, it's an honor to have you, and I know that what you are going to talk about today with us is special too, but you are just such an incredible light and really a soul sister in my life. I feel like we'd be sitting around the fire if we didn't live thousands of miles away from each other.
That's true.
And look at everybody who's awake with us already here in the U.S. Jerry, good morning. Carolyn says good morning from Arizona. So good morning, ladies, and welcome in. But it looks like we have lots of people watching. Love your comments, questions, and I'd love to hear where everybody's from. So I love that Carolyn said that. So if anybody else wants to throw up where you are, I just think it's really fun to see how connected we are as a light community from all around the world. And it's just so amazing. Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, Burnett. Oh, look at all these great
good
people.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Oh, I love it. Oh, Carolina, so some of these folks are new to our community and some of them are new to you. You've obviously been on the show before, and I think a lot of you have watched Awakened Grace, and part one is out and still working on part two. My movie producer schedule is behind to release part two. But Carolina shares her story of awakening, which is so powerful. Jerry said it's 9 o'clock in South Carolina. Catherine, good morning from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Look at all these great people, Carolina. I love it so much. Carolyn says she's a newbie here and loving it so far. So welcome in, ladies. Like, scoot on in around the fire with me and Carolina. We don't have a fire. We're gonna light a candle or something.
I have it in the background, even though it doesn't show.
Oh, it does a little bit. You always have these cool, I'm like obsessed with your backgrounds because they're these like white, they're really pretty. Are they paintings? Is that what they are? Are they?
Yeah, it's actually one of my soul sisters whose name is Sasha Luchkova. She's a Russian girl, was here and painted the wall, but she's also like the my favorite tattoo artist. So she's the one who gets the honor to paint my and my husband's skin.
Oh my gosh, it's just beautiful. One day I'll show you all my tattoos. They're all down my back. I have one for every Buddhist initiation. So I have 8 of them and they're like all over, but no one would ever know it. Anyways, Ellen says blessings and love from Missouri. So we do have people just everywhere. I love you guys. So some folks are new. So do you want to share a little bit about who you are and what you do for everybody before we dive into what we want to talk about?
Yeah, sure. Welcome, everyone. And it's such a pleasure to be here with you. And my name is Carolina, and I'm a shamanic practitioner, but also work as a Akashic reader and also as a psychic medium, as a healer, and as a yoga teacher. And before all of this, what has been landed to me to do right now is my background is in, I worked as a massage therapist. So I have been always working with people, but in a different ways. And then it was more of this 3D kind of like solving bodily problems with, even though I thought that or know that I was also then doing a deeper work, but without being so aware of what I was doing. But what was moving me towards more of the energy medicine was when I, 2012, when the Maya calendar was ending, I got diagnosed with terminal phase of cancer. And I was in a point of when, like, the world was really, really breaking down for me, and my body was not functioning, and I was literally dying. And also during one night, actually died. And during that night, I got a lot of information of partly the possibilities to choose my own destiny, if I was going to check out in that moment, or if I would choose to participate in this collective change more, and in also to healing my own bloodline and my own history. So I just choose to be here, and by that chosen path of stepping into the healing journey deeper, I started to also get these clear messages of what to do in a form of healing my body from the sickness that my body was having. I also want to be clear of that I was not having the cancer, but my body was having cancer. So it's a slight difference.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was pulling me into back to my roots and the remembering of what I have been doing for ages, like many lifetimes before, and what's is also my roots from my family lineage. My grandfather is a shaman and my grandmother was a witch. So I needed to come back to my roots to step back to my own power.
Well, I'm very happy that you're here and that you chose to be here. We both chose to be here through these wild experiences. And now here we are with each other. Do you want to tell everybody where you're from too, so that they know where you are?
Yeah, sure. I'm from Finland, and I'm born in northern Finland, but I have kind of glided downwards to the lady of Finland, and now I'm actually between Finland and Sweden in the middle of the ocean, so in a little island.
I've talked to three people who live on islands in the last 2 days, and it makes me want to go live on an island.
Yes, it's a special kind of feeling to be living on an archipelago. It's different.
Yeah, sure. It's beautiful. Your Instagram, and just so everybody knows, Carolina is on Instagram, and you should follow her because the photos you have of the island are beautiful. But it's also, you know, what you post and what you share. It's so raw and beautiful and centered, and I just love it. It keeps me super grounded often. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a big couple of weeks and wanted to share some of what's come up. And I just think, let's just dive in. Like, where do you want to go? Where do you want to start?
Oh, I had like this clear vision as fast as you asked me to be part of this. I just knew what was needed to build in, to be exposed to others and to kind of be lifting these different kind of aspects of this. Well, Corona has been for sure aspect of being sick and illness, and it's creating a lot of tension and a lot of fear. So I was called to speak about the energy of being sick, because it's also an energy. It's not just a virus or bacteria intruding in your body and just messing with you. It has a purpose. So I wanted to kind of linger that in, even though it may be triggering for some. And I would want to ask you to, even though you may feel that it's triggering and it's uncomfortable to listen to what I say, I would ask you to please to just sit firmly and to just let you feel whatever you feel, because that's the way we work with the energy. We sit in with intention to just let things to move through and to be releasing whatever energy is there behind and hiding. So, and actually I have been like this, 2020 has been a year when I don't even know when I have been so much sick as during this year. Yeah. I have 3 like really major flus, and I'm right now recovering from one of those. Mm. And it's so interesting, because if I would have had these flus, one of the first was when the COVID came out and things started to really take form, and the panic was like massive, and everyone was panicking around the COVID. And I noticed, like, when I got this flu, I was like just sitting with it and to being really present, and also noticing because it has been a lot of headaches and a lot of body ache and a lot of discomfort in the sinuses and so on. And it's really easy to get sucked into that fear and that feeling of uncomfortableness. And it's easy to just try to seek the easy solutions, for example, to go to a doctor and get an antibiotic or take a painkiller and make the fever to go away. But that's something that I was clearly to be asked to not to do. Mm. To just be able to sit with all that, what was going on with the body, and just allow it to take its time to work the whole cycle through. Because it's kind of the thing that we have been as humans for a longer time seeking these easy paths, like bypassing, well, everything that we can bypass. And that's also been with these bodily issues, with flus and headaches and everything. We don't deal with the shit. We just want to take the easy way out and to just check out from things instead of sitting with them and really take in what's behind all of this. And what has been coming through clearly for me with this high fever tops actually has been that I started to feel kind of this feeling, like if you know MRI, these tunnels when you go in, yeah. It's a loud noise that is like tick, 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 tick. And when I was lying in the bed with the high fever, I could almost like hear this and feel the scanning of the body going like through all the way from the feet up to the head. And it was like just repeating and repeating. And it was like a realization of like, oh, I'm getting an update. Yeah. Fever was like just a way of burning off the old programming and the energetic stuckness that has been in the body because of lots of things, because we are humans and we like to collect things that don't necessarily serve us. So the fever was actually not anything that was bothering me, but it was doing me a huge favor.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's also like to sit with the headache and feeling the stuckness of the sinuses and everything, it's more comfortable when you actually let yourself to realize that there is a purpose, there is something happening. And the viruses and the bacteria infections actually come into our body to reprogram systems. Because everything in this world is constantly renewing. Also, the viruses and bacteria are changing forms constantly. So nothing stays the same for that long time. And also like bacteria and viruses we carry in our bodies need to be updated so we can keep on living in this world.
Yeah.
So getting a flu, it's not end of the world or anything that we need to go and suppress, because it needs to be there to be changing the pattern of the DNA, to be being changing the pattern of the energetic body, to be able to get all the downloads that we need to get to be evolving. Mm. And when we take like painkillers with things that make the fever to go down, like paracetamol and things like that, we suppress the fever, and then the fever can't be working with the fire energy to be burning off these old energies and old programs from your body. So I would really, really want people to give their fevers more room to just burn off whatever needs to be burning off.
You know, I have a direct example or scenario of this also. My stepson gets fevers and they're random, not so random. But with all of the things that I've shared with my husband about health, he's made the decision to stop like giving him something to suppress it. And normally he'll get a fever, I don't know, once a month. He hasn't had any since we've been doing this about three or four months. So it's pretty amazing to see, like, when you allow the body to process what it needs to process, what can shift. So what you're saying just so resonates with me. It makes me think too of we hadn't met yet, Carolina, but in 2016 I had a health crisis or whatever you want to call it with mold, and my whole nervous system shuts down, like my body shuts down. And in the past, it was like this fight, this struggle, you know, of what to get back out moving kind of thing. And in 2016, there were like several days I was like, I'm just laid in bed. I was like, I'm just going to lay in bed. And instead of shutting down, like I still worked and still did things, but I just stayed in bed. Different, but similar to what you're saying, of I just felt like my body had blown its circuits and it just needed to rest. So what you're saying, of course it resonates, but it's amazing to really stop and listen and allow. Isn't it the allowing of the body to do what it's supposed to do? What it's supposed to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And there actually this COVID-19 has been serving us well, because now it's not really a big deal to call yourself sick when you feel that there is something in your body making you to feel that you need to stay in bed or you need to just give yourself some slack. So now it's really not that difficult to call in and say like, well, I don't really feel that good, and everyone is okay with it. So it's really good, because before, at least here, it has been difficult because the main structure of the society is so hard. Even though you feel that you maybe are going to be sick and you are even maybe having fever, you need to go to work just to be effective. But now it's no one is demanding you to come to work if you have fever. That's great.
Well, everybody just went to work, and I had the same thought as you. I was like, why did it take this to make everyone take care of themselves and to give themselves permission to be at home? I mean, It shouldn't have taken this, but I agree. Yeah. It has served us very well in that respect.
Yeah. The other thing that I have been, excuse me?
Oh, I was going to throw in, someone has a question, but go ahead.
No, ask the question.
Okay, so Jerry has a question for you. She said, do you take anything to help the body?
Well, basic nutrients. I don't really use meds in that way. Food, some supplements, but really not that consequent, but just main food. Energy medicine. So that's the only way actually that I support my body. Energy medicine and like meditation a lot. Different kind of vibrations. So I listen a lot of music. I do myself a lot of voice, both with my own body, but also with different instruments. But what comes to medicines or supplements, not that much. No. No vaccines. So. Is there?
She's writing another question, but it's only half written. So go ahead. Talk about what you wanted to, and then I'll jump in when she gets it all out of here.
Yeah. So actually, that was kind of the thing also that I was going to. That when I have been experiencing like this, 2020 has been special in that way also. That when I have let myself to rest in these situations of having a cold or fever, the energy medicine actually has been also changing, because it feels like initiations, because my tool pack has been changing a lot during this year. From that, I have been really visual and seeing when I have been working really clearly, like almost that it would be a real world and real space, that's real people. But now it has been shifting towards that I have been seeing more just like figures with colors. And now my vision has gone like all black, but everything is showing kind of like only the edges of figures, but it's like metallic and different colors. So it's like multicolored and metallic. So it's it has been frustrating also, because you know, you like your tools that you know that you have. And then when they start to change things, it's sometimes difficult to know how to take everything in. So it's initiations when you let yourself to go through whatever is there to go through.
I just love you.
I love you.
I really do. One day in this life, we will see each other in person. One day.
Absolutely.
It's going to happen. So Jerry, I think what she was trying to ask here is, when you're going through these purges, do you take anything else to help the body? But it sounds like that's a no already.
No, not really. it's I have been doing every now and then I have been like to taking homeopathic medicines, but this time I realized that it's not necessary. I don't need to do that because it's still I don't want to go and manipulate whatever wants to be happening. It's more of just giving yourself the space of trust that everything is as it should be. It's uncomfortable, yes. And it's not pleasant, no. But there is some really good things coming out of it. So, and actually this flu was also really interesting in that way because I was laying many days, and as I have gone through the cancer treatments and all the chemotherapy, it has been really hard on my body, but I'm still not like giving up my hope in that I couldn't be rebuilding my body, and I constantly work with different parts of my body. But still some things will do that I experience more pain and uncomfortableness. And the laying in the bed for many days is not the best way of treating my body. So I had a lot of pain in the lower back and the sacrum. And the pelvis is for me a really sensitive part. So I just, the last morning of when I had high fever, I woke up and I was like this, oh, my body is in so much pain right now. Like, what can I do to like get rid of this pain, not the flu, but the pain of the spine. And there was like these flashbacks, like, you have done this so many times before, why can't you just like do it again? Like, give me a break, you can do this. So I started to actually visualize the not just the part of the spine and the sacrum that was aching, but I also got the information of the whole spine. Mm. I started to visualize the whole spine, and it was showing like in a black space, but it was like also metallic. And I started to actually go upwards from the tip of the tailbone. I started to work like up one piece at a time to really be with that bony part and just see what is there, and just like turning it and healing it, working to fill it up with light. And the interesting thing is that things that I have been thinking of that I have been working and that there is nothing to heal with this thing anymore, like different events of my life. Every time I hit a one layer, there was something coming up, and I started to like, well, okay, this is not so comfortable. So I started to think about something else. And as I noticed myself to wander away from the tailbone or sacrum, I was like, no, we start again. So I went back to the tailbone. I started to work with the tailbone. Different images came up, and I started to focus on them and came back. And then I, in the end, I got like, maybe to lumber 3 or 5, 4, and was working really intensely with this. And it's a part of my spine and my physical body that carries a lot of trauma. And I realized like this was really potent because just because of that short time of work that I was scanning the tailbone, the sacrum, and the vertebras, different traumas were actually coming up to the surface. And I just went through, because I wanted to have the possibility to go through the whole spine. I'm not in the top of the spine yet, but I will be keeping on to work on the whole vertebra and the whole spine until I get undisturbed to the top of the neck and the skull. So I think that was really interesting experience to see like, oh, what is happening here? Oh, okay, so this is uncomfortable. I wander away. Why am I running away? No, back to the base of this thing and working myself up again and to work through all the layers. So that is something that everyone actually can do by themselves. So that was something that I also was called out to lift up today, because the spine is it's a container, it's a holder of many suppressed emotions and feelings, a lot of energetic locks. So just by playing with that scanning of the spine, like vertebra by vertebra, it's giving you a lot of like release in the emotions and healing. And I haven't had lower back pain since then, so that's good.
That is good.
Yeah.
How do you stay disciplined with everything, Carolina? Because you and I are both really busy people, and I think it's, and there's a lot of folks who don't think they have time to do some of this energy work, but how do you do it? Like, how do you manage that?
Well, that I do in bed when I'm sure that I don't need to be participating in anything else anymore that day, even if it, or if it's on in the morning or in the evening, doesn't really matter. But it's still a space where you have the stillness, where you don't yet feel the pull off to go in different directions. But I also have made myself a promise that I am the center of my universe. So the noons and the mornings are just mine. I don't share my mornings or my noons. It's my time. So it's the time when I practice whatever I need to practice, meditation, working on myself to come back more in the physical practice of yoga and like free movement. I think it's important to also know that it's an investment. It's an investment in you, and it shouldn't be something that is no one else should be able to take that space from you to not have time to do what you need to do for yourself. It's so easy to be putting that time in, either it's in clients or kids or partners or whatever. And a lot of that time also goes to social medias and things that doesn't really matter in the end. So it's important to really put your focus on why am I doing this? Like, for example, this, it's almost like a meditation when you work also with the spine. And if you question it, like, why should I take myself 5-10 minutes to do this? Because it's important for your health. The same thing you can do actually with whatever part of your body is suffering. If you, for example, if you have, let's say, as I had cancer, it came to me really clearly also the energetic surgery. So I was a lot of doing this, like visualizing the organs in my body that were having tumors, and really putting my fingers into those places in the body and pulling out the things that I didn't want to have in my organs and in my body. So it's investment that will pay off. It's your health and it's your life and it's your energy and it's your manifestation of life.
In your experience, what are the reasons you think that we deny ourselves in that way?
I think it's the fact to be in being in too much fear of experiencing life. It's the fear of death. It's the fear of losing it when you start to let yourself to release from old patterns. There is so many different kind of fears attached to the part of releasing and to creating more space for yourself and for your own healing. That it kind of holds us back from experiencing life as fullest. But many of those things that it's like, I guess like attachment to the fear, it's easier also to be in the fear of dying or not knowing than letting go of and just deep diving to not knowing. And just having trust, it's too much fear. And I think there is also this COVID has been serving us a lot because it has been lifting, because we also deny fear a lot. Well, I'm not afraid of anything, which is not true. Everyone is afraid of something. And it, maybe not all the time, but there's always something that we have the biggest fears. There is always something. And it's also interesting when you let yourself to participate also in the fears and to let yourself to undress the fears, to see like the fear as it is, and to just strip them down layer by layer, like what is the worst thing that could happen if this fear went true? Because in the end, it doesn't really matter. I mean, what would be the worst thing that could happen? Maybe dying, but also the dying, it's just transforming energy into something else. And as I have been saying, I have worked with cancer patients quite a lot in that state when there is, when they have given up the hope. There is really not a state of where there is no hope, but where they have been experiencing that they can't really participate in this anymore, which is also hard. And for me, it has been frustrating because I know that there is possibilities to have these turning points from point zero and past if you are willing to. But still, these people maybe are so afraid of this, stepping into the spaces where to release the smallness of experiencing of me, to be in expanding into be able to be in the all the possibilities. And with those people, I have been talking a lot of this, my own death experiences. And one of my favorite quotes is from Ram Dass, when he says that it's totally safe to die. And it's so true. And we have been both laughing and crying to the quote with these persons that I have been working with, that like, it's totally safe to die. It's like, what is the worst thing that could be happen?
I'm getting like massive tingles when you talk about that, you know, for whatever reason, but I get these massive tingles. Christine says, and hi, Christine, we love Christine. She's in the Catskills and she's also an amazing woman. And Christine says, we have also been disenfranchised from our wisdom women in each of our cultures.
Yeah.
And Erica says, I shed many tears during meditation. I'm not sure what that's about. Love, grief, connection. What do you think, Carolina? And then Christine follows up too. She says, women have held body wisdom, body centered through our cycles birthing and the nuclear center of caring and nurturing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for sharing those words. It's honey for the soul.
Mm-hmm. We got to get you guys together. I think you and Christine and Lena need to get everyone together. You guys all have the same, you're from the same soul family for sure.
Yeah. It's so wonderful with this, this technique in nowadays when you have possibilities to together with people from all around the world, not just with the people that you have geographically nearby you, but like there is no boundaries. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the picture that I have been playing a lot of also with this losing these boundaries within the new earth, also to be releasing this kind of attachment of the boundaries within nations, because we, in the end, we are all one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what's funny is I always thought I'd live someplace away from the US. Like I was always drawn to these other places. And I'm, you know, part of it's being a Scorpio that I've not had a ton of friends. Part of it is I just kind of am hermited also, and I don't have the space for a bunch of friends. But years ago, I had my Tibetan astrology done. And it was really quite profound because I mailed a money order to India. It took like 3 months just to get the money to the astrologer. And then it took them a year to, because they hand did my chart and sent it back. And I received it on my birthday. Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And I guess I got it, I think it was like 6 years ago. And so it was this really beautiful thing. And one of the things that it said is that I was, it was in my chart that I was born to live abroad, like I was supposed to live abroad. And it struck me the other day, it was actually when we were WhatsApping, it was when you and I were WhatsApping the other day. And I realized it isn't about me living abroad, but it's about finding my soul family, because we're everywhere. And isn't this an incredible gift that we can find each other this way?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It really is. I mean, what a gift. I mean, I just never would have known you. Can you imagine?
No. I can't.
It almost makes me want to cry. I mean, it's really amazing. None of us here in this circle right now, everybody who's watching, like none of us would know each other if it wasn't for this.
Yeah. That's for sure.
It's true. And with what she's saying about this, the wisdom women, like this is, I feel like Buddhist Biohacker has become the space for wisdom women. We do have some men too that we love, but but it is like our wisdom women's circle.
Yeah. It's really beautiful space that you have been creating. And it's such an honor to be part of that with all of you ladies out there, and also the men who are there. Yeah.
Well, you have a beautiful space too. And I try not to get on social media too much, but I feel bummed out if I miss any of your Instagram videos or anything. And I want to give you some space to share with everybody, because you have a new community. You're doing some really amazing things. And this is such a great chance for you to share. Tell what you're doing, and how do these ladies get connected with you? Because they can from anywhere, which is so beautiful.
Yeah, mostly I'm active in the Instagram. I'm not really that active in Facebook anymore. And from my Instagram, that is Carolina Helen. It's just Carolina Helen in Instagram. But there is Linktree, and there you can also step into my membership site, where I've been, for now it's quite new and still kind of naked space. I put their new content each week, and also with the new moon and full moon, we do things around them. And it's kind of growing to different, the vision is growing what I will be doing there. But also it will be a space where I will be having these courses of also all these blueprints of what I got downloaded by when I was healing myself from cancer. So I'm putting it in a structure for anyone to be able to do their own healing journey and use the tools and to be amplifying them and passing them to others, whatever, because I think it's not fair just for me to be keeping those downloads for myself, because it's supposed to be living in the fields of this energy on Gaia. So I'm building the membership site, and that's maybe the one that I'm mostly awaken in right now. Also, I have my website that is carolinahelen.com or nagataika.com. So you can step in and study what I have there to offer. But all these links you find really easily in my link tree in Instagram.
Yeah. And we have your, I believe we have your link up on the presenter page as well to your website. So you guys should be able to find it there. I'll make sure it's there, but I'm pretty sure we put it there last week. All the technology rolls together, so I forget what I've done. But yeah, you should be able to find it with Carolina's name up on the website also. So yeah. I'm gonna join your group. I feel like I have some very intentional people, just to, like three, and you're one of them that want to connect with, because I think it's important for all of us who are teachers and leaders and to also keep ourselves accountable, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I joined
it's not yeah I just meant to say that it's not without a purpose that that we are given these gifts and the missions. It's nothing to be wasted. So it's important to actually take action and do what we were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So yeah, I'm going to be part of your community, because I think that'll be awesome. And it just, it keeps us all in our roles. And I don't even know if that's really what I want to say, because a role is really just an identity that doesn't even matter. But maybe it's just that it keeps us in the vibration, right? It keeps us in the flow.
Yeah.
Part of what this awakening is, I mean, it's selfish because it's for myself too. It keeps me, like, I had so many profound notes I took yesterday that it was like, oh, and these creative ideas came to me as presenters were speaking and guests were talking and people are sharing. And so it's such a lift for all of us and myself too. And I think, you know, that's how I feel when I watch you do, you know, play your drum, or, which by the way, we got to do some drumming and gonging together live on Instagram. Don't you think we should do that?
Yeah.
Because I've got my gong back here, wherever this thing's backwards, but, you know, it just is nice to be able to check in with each other. You know, Julie Hoyle and Megan Riley have little videos that they put up. And so it's all these little things that are the things that I'm finding myself tuning in with every day, rather than tuning into my news feed, which I don't want to look at ever. So, so do you have parting words of wisdom before we go? What's your parting words of wisdom as we go into 2021? I mean, we're getting ready to head into a new year very shortly.
If you are participating in something that is not giving you the amount of energy that you deserve, move out of it. So step into your vision. Step into whatever you need to do to feel alive. We are past the suffering.
I love you so much.
Love you.
Thank you for being here and being a part of this, as always. And to everybody who's watching, we just love you. It's just such a beautiful thing to have our community come together. And we're going to be right back here at 8 o'clock. So in 8 minutes, I'll be right back on with our morning pulse check, which is going to be really lovely as usual and fun. And we have an incredible lineup today. I mean, it's just really a powerful day. So you guys are in for some real treats. I mean, yesterday's vibration was like crazy, Carolina. Like I was live for like 11 and a half hours or something like that. And I felt so good after I got done. I was not at all tired. My voice was tired, but I wasn't tired. And today is like 30% more potent than yesterday, I think.
Oh, that's lovely.
So good. It's so good. Well, I love you so much. And
love you.
Have an awesome evening, by the way. And
yes.
Oh, and Christine says, awesome. Watched Awake and Grace documentary. Yeah, it's so good. And part two is going to be so good too. I just, you know, making a movie, I give myself these like crazy deadlines and I shouldn't do it because then it does keep me, like I give myself crazy deadlines and always have because otherwise I won't do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
But,
I do the same.
Well, good. It's
coming down.
So part two, here's what happened is I thought I'd make a movie and Carolina reached out to me and I'm so grateful for it. It was like, I have a story to share. And I was like, holy cow, you have like the story to share. And I know I should hang up and get into the other live, but I do want to say, so what happened was I made this movie and part one's amazing. I mean, it's really beautiful and riveting, but I've gotten a little bit more advanced in my movie making skills. And I wanted to do some things that were a little bit more, I don't know, more refined. And so now it's taking me a little longer, but it'll be out before the end of the year. I just have to finish what I'm doing. And then I actually will be releasing you guys an edited version of each and every single interview. So like Carolina, your interview by itself will be up next year too. So I'll be releasing, there's 15 interviews of awakenings, and then I'm going to continue doing it. So if you guys have had an awakening, share it, because awakenings and Awakened Grace is going to move forward. It's actually going to keep going. So we'll be doing more. Stories are incredible. So, but anyways, I love you, Carolina. I love all of you. I want to go to the other live, but have an amazing, amazing day, everyone, and enjoy all of these shows.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.